The opinions, beliefs, and viewpoints expressed on today's radio show and their guests do not necessarily reflect the opinions, beliefs, and viewpoints of Easy Way Broadcasting.
Hey everyone, this is Penny from the Anecdote and
well, you did guy.
Nicholas Rubin. Do you have a name?
Yes,
that's
I
so
do.
Funny. Anyway, so today we have our show, and you know, we're Celebrity Pizza Guy. Where we've been, what we've been doing, what we're about, and God, we've had some amazing stuff go on this week. We actually had this last weekend. Such a fun time with our guest from 2 weeks ago. He gave us a surprise visit to our home, and we got to film Celebrity Pizza Guy and Brian Perry doing his pizza. And
creating his pizza.
Yeah, creating his pizza, which was so delicious. We had fun. We laughed. We had a good time.
Great testimonial.
Yeah, it was great. And so we got some really good stuff going on there. And actually, I think we should do more of that. I think we should invite more of our celebrity friends up here. And
this is the place to be.
And, you know, do some filming from our own kitchen. And, you know, I mean, yes, I could see doing it down south and everything. But I think that the fun we had this weekend was different than what we've been doing in the past. It's different when you have a live person with you doing all the pieces and stuff like that. So.
And then having them eat it.
Have their
reaction when they eat it.
Yeah, and it's nice watching all these celebrities, you know, have the same reaction to your sauce. I mean, your pizza, they take a bite of it, and I just crack up every time because I wait for that.
The reactions.
Just that reaction that they can't believe that they're eating what they're eating. So
the reactions are like, forget about it.
And today's show, we're going to have our forget about it weather. We're also going to have our forget about it news. And then we're going to bring our guest on today. We have a special guest, Gianluca Gibbons, Mr. Lifestyle.
Gianluca.
Gianluca, yes, excuse me. Anyways, he's from Bermuda. Oh, my God. Can you imagine being from Bermuda?
He's a lifestyles coach.
Yeah, that's just amazing. And
we're going to find out more about him when he gets on.
We are. And our Celebrity Pizza Guy recipe of the week and our Fashion Wellness Nutritional Pack. So this particular week with the weather, what's going on with the weather? Do we have the weather, or do you want me to do the news? What would you prefer?
You want the weather? I'll give you the weather, baby.
Okay. So
right now it's raining in Reading at 55 degrees. It's 58 degrees in Reading. We have in Las Vegas, 86 degrees sunny, which I'd love to be there right now. Los Angeles is 67, partly cloudy. We have Orlando, Florida, 73. And Miami is at a cool 73. So it's pretty cool down in Miami and in Florida. It's cool here, too. And then we have Atlantic City, New Jersey. It's 65 degrees.
It looks like it's cool all over except for
Las Vegas,
and that's it. I think that's pretty – we should be in Vegas. You're right.
Yep.
We should make another trip. Well, and today, our forget about it news.
Yeah, we can visit my sister.
Yeah, we can visit your sister after we tell our news here. what's really weird is we've been talking a lot lately about the different things that are fads and different changes in diets and stuff like that. And the latest breaking news in food is really kind of interesting because we were talking about trying to get our food into the schools and whatnot, clear up into the colleges. And so in the universities, they're trying to pull all the bad menus. They're trying to scrap all the stuff that is processed. They're trying to bring more vegan, believe it or not, vegan menus into the school cafeterias and the vending machines. And, you know, it's like that also in the other schools as far as you know, just the educational system is starting to change rapidly. And, you know, the question we need to ask everyone is, which is better, vegan or all meat? What do they think? I think that...
depends on which way you want to go with your health and with your life and
yeah.
How you want to live your life and eating-wise, which is create your life as a balance in all of what you eat.
Well, and regardless of what you do with meats or not, you do need to have vegetables all the time. Because that's why they say in the old days, that's why the leper colonies were formed, because they weren't eating the off the land. They were just eating the animals. They were not eating vegetables. And so anyways, we're going to go on to a commercial, and we're going to bring our guest on next. And we are just excited to be here.
Yes, we are.
All right. We'll go to
catch you on the rebound.
Welcome to EasyWayBroadcasting.com, your one-stop shop getaway to corporate Hollywood. EasyWay specializes in red carpets and will enhance your experience. EasyWayBroadcasting.com is top-ranked on Alexa and houses the EasyWay TV Film On channel, podcast radio station, and EasyWay magazine. Learn more about the beautiful EasyWay Angels and follow their events calendar. For more information, visit EasyWayBroadcasting.com and click on About Us or call 424-209-9290. Don't forget to subscribe to the website and follow EasyWay on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter pages for amazing updates and opportunities. Remember, that's letter E and letter Z, because, well, we do it the easy way. EasyWay Magazine is your best vehicle to advertise in if you would like to reach a quality database in corporate Hollywood. Not only will you read the stories and enjoy the content, you will also get to interact through social media and get to meet who's featured at the events, as well as get exclusive interviews from your favorite celebrities. EasyWay Magazine is a Los Angeles and Orange County-based magazine, but also reaches an international audience. Subscribe to EasyWay Magazine today by following EasyWay Broadcasting on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, or EasyWayBroadcasting.com's website. To advertise, call 424-209-9290 or email contact@EasyWayBroadcasting.com. That's letter E and letter Z, because we don't do it the hard way. We do it the easy way.
Hey, we're back. And,
hey, how you guys doing? All right, we're going to have our guest come on. Gianluca Gibbons, are you there?
I am here. How's it going?
How's
hey,
my Bermuda?
Hey,
my Bermuda man doing?
Bermuda connection, my life.
Mr. Lifestylist. AKA Mr. Lifestylist, how you doing?
I'm doing all right. I can't complain. The sun is bright. It's nice and warm, so I'm happy.
There you go.
That's good. Well,
and I'm going to forget about the talk show.
Hey, you did that pretty good. Can you say that again?
I'm going to forget about the talk show.
Hey, there you go. That's a recording for you.
So, Mr. Gibbons, Gianluca, yes. Where were you raised and born?
Hey, that's backwards.
Well, I was born in Bermuda, but at the age of one, we moved to Cameroon, Africa. My parents are missionaries. My dad's a minister, and we all moved over there for about 7 years. So the first 7 years of my life, my first memories were speaking French and living in Cameroon, Africa.
Wow.
In the
city
of Douala. Yeah.
I just think it's incredible that you were born in Bermuda. I don't think we've ever known anybody born in Bermuda. You hear about Bermuda, but you don't meet anybody there.
Well, that means you got lost in the triangle because you went to Africa.
Yeah, you and went to Africa.
Yeah, we got spun around and dropped in Africa.
And then you found Celebrity Pizza Guy's Pizza. Okay, we're good.
Nah, all
exactly.
Right. So, yes, you did. You found it. That was at the Breakwater event.
The Influencers United.
Yeah.
Great time. Great time.
I had some of that. It changed my life. I'll never look at pizza the same.
Hey, there you go.
Hey, there's another good testimonial.
There you go.
Now we just got to have you create your own pie and then,
and
have you testimonial taste in it.
Yes, indeed. No, sign me up.
So where did you go to college? Did you go on for college and
high school,
high school and college and, of course, grade school, obviously?
Yeah, so from Cameroon, Africa, we left there. I went from first to second grade in Bermuda. First grade in Bermuda. I did second and third grade in Berrien Springs, Michigan, fourth grade in Jamaica. And then in fifth grade, we moved back to Bermuda. I did my last 3 years of high school in Valencia, Spain. And I did my undergrad and college in Riverside, California, at La Sierra University.
Wow, what a switch that is.
You're the traveling man.
Had it all over the place.
Yeah, living life.
You had a difficult childhood, but you by traveling a lot. How did you adjust to all the traveling?
It wasn't easy, especially I'm a people person, so I connect to people, and I'm also a musician, so musicians are real sensitive, right?
Right, they are. And if you're a people person, I think the traveling does. I traveled a lot too. I think that you do learn to start over and meet new friends, and you have to come out of yourself. So do you think that was a big part of it?
No, it did. And, a lot of my upbringing is kind of what led me to create this whole lifestylist brand. Because as you're traveling to different places, you really have to learn a lot about them, but also a lot about yourself.
Right.
You have to be confident enough to, if you're in a country that speaks a different language, you're going to sound silly for some time trying to learn that new language. Or you're not going to be able to speak at all. Or you're not going to have any friends. So you're going to have to move forward with confidence and kind of just take action, but also be a good listener too. I mean, there's so many skills I had to learn and teach myself in adapting to new schools and new cultures and new languages. I mean, it wasn't easy, but I mean, if I can go back, I wouldn't change it. It definitely made
right,
it
like your ability of speaking three different languages.
Yeah, that's incredible.
After traveling the world and living on six different countries, allows you to connect with millennials from different cultures.
Many different
exactly.
cultures.
Yeah, no,
so what
and it's a blessing.
What do you speak?
I speak English, French, and Spanish.
That's incredible. Well, you know what? That's pretty good. I think, it's funny. The French language is not as easy as people think. I went through that when I put my kids through their schooling and stuff like that. And, Spanish is a little bit easier, but the French is a little bit tougher to adjust to. But if you go in certain places in the United States too, there's a lot of French speaking because they come down from Canada. So,
and then studying, you were in Cuba and you studied jazz.
Cuba.
Yeah.
Wow.
I spent a whole summer in it was probably about six or seven weeks I spent in Cuba studying jazz there. And it was the first time I went there was with the Bermuda National Youth Jazz Ensemble. We were there for a week. This was back in 2005. So then I think it was in 2014, I really wanted to go back. So I raised some funds and I went back there to study jazz one-on-one with an instructor there and also at their School of Arts. It was amazing.
What part of Cuba?
In Old Havana.
Oh
wow.
Havana.
That's really cool. That what an experience that must have
so
been.
So how old were you then?
I was 22 when I went. Yeah.
Well, that's a perfect age.
So how old are you now?
I'm 26.
Wow, so that was only like 3 years ago.
That's
yeah,
wild.
No, it wasn't that long ago. Yeah,
wow.
It wasn't that long ago at all.
Awesome.
Yeah, no, Cuba's a beautiful place. And and that's what I mean about the cultures, because as you travel around different cultures, it really helps you to understand and to define the understanding of happiness and people living a life, a wealthy lifestyle. Because people talk about wealth, people talk about riches, but really seeing how people actually live a wealthy lifestyle. And in
Cuba,
they have fun. Exactly. Like I would go over the granny, the grandma, the aunt, the dad, the sister, the younger cousin, the daughter, they're playing dominoes, eating together. They go to karaoke together. They go to parties together, the whole family. And that's not something you see often. You know, no. It was beautiful. It was beautiful.
Unity.
You know, that's the way it used to be here in America. And now I think that with the millennials and, you know, I think that people are starting to, well, I don't know. They're starting to realize what used to be and how it works. But I think that they have split apart for a number of decades. And I think people are starting to come back together, even though we have all this technology stuff that's taking people away from each other.
Taking the kids away from their family.
There are people that are wanting to be closer together again.
Yeah,
where technology is taking them away.
And the biggest thing that that I've experienced with millennials and even people of this time right now is that we talk about coming together as a people. We talk about coming together with a united purpose, but many people at the most basic level are disconnected with themselves, you know?
And
that poses some of the biggest issues, because how are you supposed to connect with other people? How are you supposed to connect with opportunities? How are you supposed to connect with success if you're literally unable to connect with yourself? You know, because there's
so much
distraction.
That's very true. That's very
true. And really, that's the first step. I mean, that's not the only thing I want to do for people or am doing for people, but it's allowing people to first be able to connect with themselves. Because once you can notice yourself, you can then notice opportunity, because you see how you align with it. Once you notice what you love about yourself.
Mm-hmm,
exactly.
So
it's a process, but it's definitely possible.
So Gianluca, as an international speaker, a musician, entrepreneur, and you're from the island of Bermuda.
Bermuda.
What are your plans to do right now? And like, what kind of music do you do? And when do you have speaking engagements to be your entrepreneur?
Well, so the music right now, I have a band by the name of Heritage. It's htgmusic.com, and we're a soul pop band, you know.
And
the reason why music is so beautiful is because music is a venue for communication. So just as speaking on a stage, just as having a conversation on the street, just as putting a song on the radio, they're all different venues, different stages for communication. So a lot of the music that we're writing, It is infused with the same messages that I will use when I speak on stage, the same messages I will use if I'm coaching somebody. It's just another way to kind of empower people, because that's what you want to do. And music definitely goes into your mind a different way words do. You know, it passes right into your subconscious. It goes right into your soul.
It's another way to flow your words into them and into their soul. By the way, you sing with the words.
Exactly, and that's the
forget
beauty
about
of
it.
And yeah, you know, and then you want to take people to that new level, that self-realization, to positivity, to kind of opening their eyes to what they're capable of and what's their purpose in this life. And
That's really true.
Yeah.
A lot of people have never stepped outside the box, though. They don't know how to do that. So it's good when we have people that can actually show them how.
All right, so growing up as a son of a preacher and a singer and exposed to public speaking, the music at a very young age, you preached for your first sermon at the age of 6.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yep.
What were those words that you preached?
When I first preached at the age of 6, it was fun. This was actually in Cameroon, Africa, and I didn't know how to write yet. You know, I didn't know how to write yet. So I actually created my sermon with pictures. I drew out the story. So those were my sermon notes. And I was speaking on Jonah, and I drew out the pictures of the story, and that's how I preached it. And later in my life, when I was in fourth grade living in Jamaica, I preached about Jonah again, but this time I could actually write, you know. And it was a phenomenal experience, because I was in a big auditorium full of college students, professors, and I preached, I spoke on Jonah, and
And the basic story of Jonah was running away from his purpose, right? God gave him a commandment, said, I want you to fulfill this. I want you to save these people. I want you to go with this message. But he ran away from his purpose, right? And eventually God finally got his attention, and he fulfilled his mission, and there was so much benefit. He saved so many lives from fulfilling his purpose. And then after that, I used music and I sang, and literally the whole auditorium came to their feet and came to the front, and people were crying and they were moved. And in fourth grade, I realized the power of combining music and the message and really fulfilling my purpose. If God has given me this talent to speak, to inspire, to see greatness in others, and to share that, when you use it, the benefit you get from it, it's so amazing, because you see change happening in life. And if more people would be open to their purpose, if more people will follow their destiny and really develop their talents, then the world itself would be a better place, because we wouldn't only be benefiting ourselves, but we'd be benefiting each other, you know. But it all starts initially with realizing your own purpose and opening your eyes to who you are.
That's true. That's very true. You know, you actually play an instrument that is one of my favorite instruments, because I played the clarinet for 6 years, and I used to want to play the instrument that you did. And I used to watch across the band, and I'd go, I really want to play that saxophone. And you, oh my God, I can't believe that you actually played a saxophone. How long did you do that? And are you still doing it?
What age? I started playing the saxophone at 8 years old.
That's awesome.
I'm still playing. It's an extra body part, you know.
I understand that, because that particular instrument really does get in your soul, I think, you know, the music thing for sure. But so that's pretty cool. And what are you doing now? Are you using that instrument in your band, or are you, what are you doing?
Yeah, so for my band, my primary instrument is the saxophone, but I do some vocals. I play a little bit of bass. I do some keys. So, but the primary instrument is the saxophone. But depending on the song, I may switch up instruments.
Yeah, definitely. We would love to have some links. And I understand that you have performed for Bermuda's political leaders around the globe. That's incredible. How did that go with everything that you've been doing? Was that a great experience?
Yeah. So the first time I played for one of our political leaders, I was probably in maybe sixth grade or seventh grade. I played for the Premier's concert in Bermuda. And then while I was in college, there was a meeting that some of the political leaders were having in Denver, Colorado. And is it Denver, Colorado? In Denver. And they actually reached out to me while I was in college, and they flew myself and my band from California over to Denver so we could play for their private event. So it was such an honor to be able to meet them and also to play there for the event, and even to be considered for them to reach out to me. So that was such a phenomenal opportunity.
That's incredible. And you also got a chance to attend the Global Young Leaders Conference in China. And, you know, you had a summer internship and was commissioner as a designer by one of Bermuda's top insurance companies. You've done a lot of little things that build up to it. Yeah, for 26, my gosh, you've lived such a full life. I mean, that's great. I love the fact that you just reach out and you're not afraid to try all different things. That's awesome.
No, it's definitely been a blessing. Like, God has opened so many doors for me, and also my parents. My parents have been such an inspiration, because, you know, I mean, just by taking a one-year-old and moving to Africa, you kind of on a whim, you know, it kind of shows you the type of parents they are. They've always pushed me and said, if you want to do this, we'll support you. It's, you know, there's no difficult. There's just, you have to do it, you know? And they've always pushed me and encouraged me and affirmed me in that way. And it's allowed me to kind of step into opportunities that some may have said, like, hey, you're too young to do that. But because they pushed me, I was able to do it, and I was able to excel. And I'm so thankful for that. you know, and it's really given me my passion to do the same for others. I don't have children of my own, right? But the millennials have all those opportunities, and they have all those capabilities. They just need someone to be there to say, hey, look, you can do this. This is what you have, and here's step one. Go do it, you know? And
you got it.
Allow them, you know, and it's and sometimes it may not seem that simple, but it is, because once you do one good thing, you get affirmed, and that the affirmation builds your confidence, and then you do the next big thing, and then you surround yourself around people who are also doing the same thing, and
it gives you confidence. It just
gives you confidence, exactly. You know, it's, like for example, when you started making pizza, you know. You didn't just wake up in the morning and say, I'm going to be a pizza man. I'm going to be celebrity pizza guy. There are people that pushed you, that supported you, you know?
Thank God.
And,
yeah,
and
his mom and dad for sure.
Of course. And I'm sure,
my mom and dad.
You know, he's been spinning since he was five. You know, that's
phenomenal. Man, I know. I seen him spin. I said, I don't know how you doing that. You make it look easy. You make it look easy.
All right, so listen. So with your band Heritage, you're preparing to release the band and a solo music project in 2017. Have you
uh-huh.
started that stage?
Yeah, we all six demos are complete. So now we're cutting them in the studio with the producers, and we're excited. It's going to be some fun music. We got some shows lined up. I can't give out all the details because they're in the works, but there's a big chance we'll be doing something in Florida later this year.
How about in LA?
Oh, LA, definitely. You know that we're gonna grace LA first, and then come.
We need to have our VIP ticket.
Yeah, we'll listen to you, and that's awesome. We would love to come see you.
Oh no, most definitely. And once I have more details and everything in concrete, I will share you all that information with you. If you want to do some promos for your listeners, we can work out some stuff and have a lot of fun with it.
That sounds awesome. That sounds really good.
So you have a master's in business.
Yeah. So I'm in the process of finishing my master's in business administration.
Okay. Let's get it going.
That's fantastic.
Just to sharpen out my tools.
My man.
I think everybody should have that. I think that no matter what people do, it's so important for them to have business background. You need to have some kind of education in business. Otherwise, even if you hire someone to take care of something, you get so lost. And, you know, I think it's really important to know what it is that you're trying to work with. And also it helps you with knowing who to hire, you know, who's actually good, because you know you've been taught at least some basics.
Mhm. And it's true. And for me, what's so wonderful about studying now? Like when I was younger, you know, sometimes you feel like you're in school and you're not just learning things for no reason. You're like, what's the purpose of this, right? But once you tap into what your passion is, once you understand what you want to accomplish, then learning is a whole different scenario for you. Because everything you're listening to, you're acquiring what you want to use and you're putting it to action. You're acquiring what you want to use and you're putting it to action, you know. And I remember there was a point in my life where I hit a place where I felt like I was kind of living under my purpose, you know. I had so many things I wanted to accomplish, but I wasn't reaching them, you know, and I wasn't doing anything about it. And I think I mentioned this in conversation with Nick before. It was like I was talking to my parents, and my dad told me, you know, use what you have, not what you hope to get, you know? So in other words, you may not be done your master's yet, but you already have information. Use that information, you know? And I took a leap of faith while I was living out here in LA. I quit my job. I start going to these speaking seminars. I start networking with people. I told people, hey, I quit my job. I want to do this. If you want to work with me or anything, I'm available. You know, and just by taking that leap of faith and putting everything I had into one direction, I started making connections. Just last week, I had the great privilege of going to a GKIC Mexico event, you know, with Jorge Olsen. and speaking to a group of CEOs and business owners in Mexico on millennial marketing tips, you know. But all this happened because I took a leap of faith, you know. I took a leap of faith, and I used what I had. And that's one of my biggest messages for millennials is kind of guiding them towards unlocking those self-motivators that can propel them into success. Because it's not about me just motivating them. I can motivate you, make you feel good, and then you go home and you do the exact same thing tomorrow. But if I open your eyes and motivate yourself, then you're motivated for a lifetime.
That's
you
true.
Know?
That, you know, yes, you got that right.
Yeah, and like celebrity pizza guy can give me one of his pizzas, but tomorrow I can't eat them. But if he teaches me how to make them, I can have celebrity pizza guy pizza for the rest of my life.
All day long.
We're going to get everybody spinning.
All right, Gianluca, here you go. Here's a good question, yeah. The exciting journey that you had, and you've always been easy. It hasn't been easy, I'm sorry. You had a hard time fitting in at the times while growing up due to moving so often. This resulted in you being the subject of bullying in grade school.
Mm-hmm.
You've experienced numerous setbacks, such as repeating a year in high school. And you didn't qualify to enter into the university music program. Living in Los Angeles 4 months without an apartment or steady income, but quitting has never been an option. So how did you get through that and to become who you are today?
So there's this beautiful thing about imagination, right? You know, when we're young kids, we have this concept of imagination where we can escape a reality and create a reality in our mind and work towards it, right?
That's
my
correct.
My imagination has really pushed me through things, because you can look around, you can look at your surroundings and say, okay, I'm getting bullied because of this, or I'm different because of this. But when you use your imagination and you say, you know, but I lived in Africa and life was good there. I wasn't different there. I was different there, but I fit in.
Were
and
you
people
bullied?
Liked me. No, I was bullied when I first came back to Bermuda, because I had been raised in like third world countries, second world countries. I had no sense of style. You know, I had no sense of what was cool. I had no idea what popular music was. I could care less about having a girlfriend. You know, like when you're in a third world country, you think differently. So I came back to a country where it was first world. Kids knew what popular music was. They had a sense of style. They had a sense of status. And I didn't fit in. I was different. But my imagination got me through it. If they bullied me, I said, whatever. I just found the people that liked me. So while some guys are worrying about playing
sports,
we were still playing imaginary fighting wars on the field. While other kids were trying to hang out with their girlfriends, we were still playing with marbles, you know? And maybe I didn't fit in, but I knew that there were other people whose imagination lined up with mine. So my goal wasn't to fit in with them. My goal wasn't for them to like me. I said, you know what? You may not appreciate me here, but I will find people that appreciate for me for who I am. And we encouraged each other. And wherever I went, that's how I got through things. You know, I found people, and eventually they'll respect you. Because once you own who you are, once you prove that you're good at what you do, people will respect you. But you have to respect yourself. And sometimes it takes a little bit of imagination. Sometimes it takes a little bit of blind faith. But when you really ground your feet and say, you know what, this is who I am. This is what I was put on this world to do. Whether what it is, you will find people that will connect with you. And that's the biggest thing for me. I learned to adapt people that I fit in with, and then I grew from there.
Right.
You know, and but it was a journey. I mean, there was a time in my life where I was a people pleaser, you know. When you move around and learn new languages, you know how to blend in. You know how to become a chameleon. So that's how you dress?
I'll tell you, that is really a good one. It's just, I think that people that are that master
forget
that,
about
they
it.
Need to learn how to once in a while become transparent and not,
mm-hmm.
you know, where people can actually see you. You're not just floating into the scenery or being a wallflower. Let me ask you something. Out of all the mentors in your life, who would you say is the one that you follow the most?
I mean, I know this may sound cliche, but my biggest and most supportive mentors are my mom and dad. Like, to this day, I could be writing a press release, and I'll say, hey, what do you think about this? Or I'm going to make a major decision. What do you think about this? And I've had a lot of different mentors, but their advice always comes with so much knowledge. You know, their advice always speaks so specifically to my situation, because they don't just speak from their experience, but because they know me, they speak to what they know about me. And when I sell myself short, they remind me what my value is. You know, when I set my goals low, they remind me what I'm capable of. So my biggest mentors have been my parents, and even how they live their life. Like my dad, he's in his 60s, and he's written a new book. He's launching a new school in Haiti. You know, my mom, she retired early. She's a master. She's been a counselor her life. But she went and became a life coach. You know, so now she's coaching people. She's working with the seniors of Bermuda. So, like, even in their older age, they're reinventing themselves. And that's showing me that you never stop growing. You never stop learning.
That's kind of what we do.
Kind of what we're doing.
Yeah, we're
on our second life. We're reinventing ourselves.
Yeah, and
it's so beautiful.
Awesome. We're doing what, you know, it's good if you can do this stuff when you're young and let go and just have fun in life and you know, not be afraid to touch, you know, certain experiences and because you're fearful, because you're right. People have imaginations when they're children, but as they get older and have hard knocks, they have a tendency to shut down or they become labeled. Like you said, you were bullied. I think that once people become labeled, they fall into that label instead of all of a sudden when they get older. It's amazing what Nick and I have been doing this last year is we've really branched out it's been a good year, but the thing is we've reached out and we're doing exactly what you're saying. I think it's so important to look at yourself in the mirror. And if you were to tell our listeners one thing, if you were to look in the mirror, what's the first thing they should look at?
When you look in the mirror, see everything you've lived to become. Everything you've done to get to that point, look in the mirror. Sometimes we look in the mirror and we just see ourselves. And we look at our hair, look at our face. But when I look in the mirror, I look at 26 years of trying to be who I am in that moment. You know, when I look in that mirror, 26 years of relationships, 26 years of learning, you know, I didn't just wake up that morning and look in the mirror. I have been waking up for the last 26 years to be able to stand in the front of the mirror right now. And whether I want to, you know, whether you want to critique yourself or not, you're standing in front of the mirror. You're there. That's you.
You have, you know, and you have to beat yourself.
Exactly. And you are who you are.
And I have a belief that we should celebrate every outcome, because whether it's good or bad, we worked for it and we earned it. So we celebrate. So I look in front of the mirror and I celebrate what I see. I celebrate it because I worked for it. I've tried for it. I've studied for it. I've listened for it. I've waited for it. You know, so that's what you do. The first thing you see in the mirror, you celebrate yourself. Because you're standing in front of that mirror, you know, because it's taken effort. You've worked hard for it, you know.
I believe that. We're all diamonds in the rough. I think we all have many facets. And if we are to really look at every facet, which is the things that we've gone through, good and bad, it does become who we are. And if we really look down deep inside ourselves, I think we can look in the mirror and get to that realization of who we want to be and also, I think, who we haven't allowed ourselves to be, I think, is a big one for a lot of people. So I understand that you do a lot of speaking. You do public speaking. Where do you do public speaking? Well, in the last year, where have been the things that you've done?
Well, so just this last week, I was speaking in Mexico. I've spoken at universities. I'm speaking at my alma mater actually later this month, which is really exciting. So I'm speaking to the whole assembly at La Sierra University in Riverside, California.
Okay. Awesome.
Yep. So I'm speaking there. I believe it's on the 26th of this month to the school for the general for their assembly. And then in May, I'm actually speaking to a youth group at a church. I'm really excited about that. I'll be actually speaking in Spanish at that event. I've connected with some local influencers in the Inland Empire, and we're actually creating a line of events called Change Is Now. And we're pooling in all our talents. Some are dancers, some are spoken word artists. Another one is an online personality. And we're pooling all our talents together to influence change. You know, there's a big question. People say, when will things change? When will things get better? And at the end of the day, as millennials, things will only get better when we start taking action and making them better. So that's what we're doing. We're bringing people together, and we're going to bring about change. We're going to broker change. We're going to broker solutions. Because when we come together for one cause, things are going to happen that I'm working on right now. And also, I've just become a partner in an event company here in California at Ramsey Mahalert Events. Yep. So, and what
and
we're going to be doing.
Tell us a little bit about that.
Okay, so it's funny, you know. We were just talking today, and the story is how a Craigslist ad led me to speaking to a group of professionals in Mexico. You know, and it may seem like a long shot. But about 4 years ago, a band member of mine saw this ad on Craigslist. And it said, you know, there's an event. There'll be a Warner Brothers representative there. Send an email to play. And I was like, this is too good to be true. This is phenomenal. So my band and I, we got together. We sent in our video. We got approved. So we played at the event.
Awesome.
My band won. We won the event out of like 15 bands. And then we got to meet one-on-one.
Wow.
At Warner Brothers Records. It was phenomenal. So we got to meet with him. He coached us, told us how we should brand, the music we should go for. But from that event, I became very good friends with the promoter, this guy named Mark, right? I became very good friends with him. And he owned a company that put on events. And so relationship goes forward. Mark put on the City Gala event that I attended. Because of that event, I networked. I met people at that event who started mentoring me. Then I went to some more seminars. And then one of the seminars I went to, I met Celebrity Pizza Guy. And then from that seminar, I met
you did.
Right? You know? And then from that seminar, I met somebody else who Senor Olson, who then invited me to speak in Mexico, right? But I'm saying all this because Mark, the owner of this event company, came to me about 2 weeks ago. He said, look, you know, we're trying to rebrand this company. What are your thoughts? You know, you're kind of in this industry. What are you thinking? So I pitched in the concept that what if we take your company that's already putting events all across America, all across Canada, and what if we put people in those stages that motivate millennials? What if we turn these stages not only into music venues, but a place to educate and empower millennials and empower people? And he said, you know what, that's a phenomenal idea. And I like it so much, I want you to become a part of the company. You know? So
here I am. That's a great opportunity.
Such a phenomenal opportunity. So now I'm a part owner in a company that's not only doing music events, because I'm a musician, not only one of the company's owners who booked my first event in L.A. at the House of Blues, but now also I'm also able to expand my Mr. Lifestylist brand by collaborating with other influencers and really inspiring millennials all across the United States and Canada, and eventually into Latin America and eventually into Europe, changes, you know, while combining that with music. And I'm excited about it. So yeah, no, life is beautiful right now. I'm meeting great people, and there's so much opportunity to inspire, you know, to grow and to make change in our society, and specifically toward the millennial market.
Well, that's fantastic. I think that, you know, it's important to, you know, have just an opportunity and to be smart enough to recognize what to reach out for and what not to reach out, you know. And I think that you can tell by, you know, I think, don't you think it's by what people show you is really a big part of what makes you feel secure when you do things. I think that to reach outside yourself blindly and become a partner in something like that, you know, there's a lot of investment that you're going to be making, not just financial investment, but I think that just putting your time and your emotion into something to make it right and to make it successful, I think is really important. And pooling all your contacts, you know, that are going to support you, I think is really good. And I think that's great at your age that you're able to do that. And one thing I wanted to tell you is I think your hair is amazing.
Now, oh,
you know,
forget about it.
You know, I have 40 years in the beauty industry, almost 40 years.
Wow.
And I remember working on afros and back in the 70s. And
worked on Rodeo Drive.
Yeah, and just all the different things we used to do. And when I saw you at the event, I thought, how cool is that for you to, you know, walk around and be proud of, you know, yourself and to have your own style. And you
that,
definitely.
And that's what is called an attention getter.
Yeah, it is. I mean, it's great. I think it's fantastic. And I just wanted to compliment
you. When you have a hair like that, forget about it. You have the attention getter.
You know,
yo, I'm Gianluca. Forget about it.
It's funny you brought up my hair. You know, throughout my life, I had an infatuation of having long hair. And I can't, like, from the age of, like, 13, 14, people say, enjoy your hair now, because once you get older, you have to cut it to get a job. Well, why don't you cut your hair and look more, why don't you cut your hair so you look more neat? Why don't you look more presentable? You look more like a gentleman if you get short hair. And this is from the age of 12, 13. You know, adults telling me this. Or my friend saying, oh, you're like a microphone. You know, your head looks like a microphone. Why don't you cut your hair?
Oh, God.
You know,
how can someone say that?
That's called bullying.
That is bullying.
Oh,
but
course,
you know what? And don't change. I think it looks great.
No, I love it.
No,
and,
no,
sorry. We have to wrap it up.
Yeah, we definitely
have
to wrap it up.
We had a great time with you, but hold on. We got one more question for you. What would you do and what would you put to create a celebrity pizza guy's pizza?
Yeah, what would you put on your pizza?
Man, what would I put in it? Well, you know, there was a pizza you were making with a gentleman, and you said it was Alfredo. I think it was Alfredo.
Wow.
Yeah.
Right.
It was a shrimp Alfredo with spinach and mushrooms.
Yes, I love lasagna. Vegetable lasagna with spinach.
I could do that on a pizza pie.
His gravies, forget about it.
If we created a vegetarian lasagna pizza, that would be
awesome.
There you go.
Well, we'll have to
get it done.
You'll have to create that with
next
celebrity
time we
pizza
come
guys
down to LA. We'll hook you up.
Okay.
We'll come to your place. We'll create it.
Absolutely.
Okay, phenomenal. And also one thing, if anybody wants to connect with me, just go to MrLifestylist.com. So MrLifestylist.com. And that way we can connect, let me know your thoughts, we can do events, whatever you want to do, let me know.
There you go.
Are you on social media also? Do you have any other links?
Facebook.
Yes. On Instagram is Mr.Lifestylist. On Facebook is Mr.Lifestylist. So it's all across the board right there. But if they go to MrLifestylist.com, all my links are there, my videos, my social media, my email, and we can connect there. I just want to get up more stages, talk to more people, coach people, collaborate with people, because we're just here to make the world a better place and to spread our light while we're here, you know?
Correct. Awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for being on our show, the Forget About It
show
with Penny Latham and Celebrity Pizza Guy.
Yeah.
And it was a great interview. And
we'll contact you when we come down that way.
He'll be talking to me.
Please do.
All right, my man.
All right, well, thanks for coming on our show.
All right, you guys.
Yo,
take it easy. All the best to you. Forget about it.
26 years old, forget about it.
Yeah, no kidding. That's
forget about it. And we'll be talking to you.
We'll be talking
to
you.
My man, thank you very much.
All right. Okay, I think it's time for us to go to a commercial, yeah?
Yes.
Okay, we're going to go to a
commercial. Thank you.
Talk to you soon.
Easy Way Broadcasting is the place to hear everything you need to know about entertainment and business. Now, you can see more about Eric Easy Zulli and all his connections through his online TV network, WTV Network. You can watch the latest videos and read the most up-to-date articles. Keep your eyes on WTV Network to see what's coming in the next few weeks.
Hi, I'm Charles D. Watkins of HavanaWatches.com. Our watches are the highest quality for a great price. HavanaWatches.com offers a range of models, including chronographs, mechanical, silicone plastic, and in tungsten steel. HavanaWatches.com provides stylish features. Our top-to-bottom one-year warranty is one of the best in the industry. All of our models come to you in custom-designed wooden gift boxes. We have both Swiss and international design models. HavanaWatches.com. Fine watches exclusively for you.
Hey, we're back.
We're at Slowly Pizza Guy with his recipe of the
week. Yeah.
Forget about it. So tonight's pizza is a four cheese and sweet onion pizza pie. And I don't know why I'm here now. We have mozzarella, provolone, cheddar, and Romano cheese combined.
Ooh, that sounds good.
On that sweet tasting dough with sweet onions that are basically caramelized over my tomato base, which is my sweet sauce, and a cheese and onions lover's dream. There it is.
So where do you get your cheeses from?
I get them from a store.
You're so funny.
No, seriously.
So seriously, where do you get your cheeses from? Where can someone get these cheeses?
Oh, you could get them anywhere. You could either deal with Sysco or Food Inc.
What about people that are just buying in the store?
You could have individual places to go to, like Cash and Carry. That's where we go here in Reading. You go anywhere. But if you want the right cheeses, then you'd have to go to like a provisions place where to go buy your foods.
What cheeses would you say to stay away from if you wanted something that had a richer taste?
What cheeses would I want to stay from with a rich?
Yeah.
I don't know, babe. That's a good question.
That is a good question.
You stumped me on that one.
I did.
Blue cheese.
Can you imagine?
Blue cheese.
I stumped Celebrity Pizza Guy.
Blue
That's
cheese.
Awesome.
There you go.
Blue cheese.
Or a Brie. Mm-hmm.
We just saw some awesome Gorgonzola cheese.
Oh, yeah.
But I think that
we had a feta of Gorgonzola, which is pretty ironic because you never see that before.
Well, I think it's a good thing.
And that was pretty tasty.
It was. And some cheeses are not as fatty. And then, of course, the richer the cheese,
depends
don't you
on
think
the oil
cheese
content.
Less? That's what I find with your pizzas. I think that that's the key component that I'm noticing.
What?
Is you don't put so much cheese on it that it's dripping off the edge.
No.
You put enough on just to flavor the pizza where it becomes more of a gourmet feeling.
That's right, because I have my sauce that makes everybody go,
sauce, forget about it.
They go, forget about it.
Well, that's
the cheese
cool.
is only one component. And you know what? I hate to tell all America who is listening right now, because mozzarella has no flavor, number one.
It might
there
be skim, but it has
no
flavor.
You're not tasting anything.
That's why
all
that the pizzas
pizza
taste the same.
And once you get the sauce on first and the cheese on second, you don't even taste their sauce.
Right.
Because their sauce is overdosed with mozzarella. So basically, you're eating a non-flavored pizza,
you know,
other than the dough.
That's what Brian Ferry said.
If it's not the dough, if the dough's not good, then guess what you're eating?
You're eating forget about it.
Forget about it.
Yeah, well, he said that once you taste the pizza, the sauce being on the top, and then you can taste the cheese, and also it keeps everything together. It's more cohesive.
Right.
And I think that that's been a big part of why people go so crazy.
When you put the sauce on first, the cheese on second, then they throw the toppings on top of that. See, what I do is I put the cheese on first, the toppings on, and then the sauce on.
Right, except for your pesto pizza.
Well, that's a different story.
Yeah, because it's a different thing.
That's right.
Well, that's pretty cool. I like our lesson on cheeses.
We are going to Penny, the wellness coach, with her nutritional fact of the week.
Yeah, and I was just on the Baby Boomers Live with Retha Gray from Betty White's Off the Rockers. And
is she off a rocker?
No, off their rockers.
Oh, they're off the rocker.
You're so cute. And Jim Zulli.
Who's on first?
Anyway, Jim Zulli, which is Eric's dad, and they have a great show. We were talking about nutritional facts and just really what people are coming up with. And there is so many trends and facts and things like that that are good and bad. And the one thing that I have to say, the latest that we're finding is that to become more youthful, to reverse the clock, they're saying that flaxseed, cauliflower, kale, blueberries.
Flaxseed oil or flaxseed?
Flaxseed.
Okay.
Blueberries, wild Alaskan salmon, green tea.
Oh, yeah.
And what is so weird.
You might as well just get Kayani.
You might as well just get Kayani, is right.
K-Y-A-N-I. All those components are in Kayani.
And then olives, turmeric. Turmeric is another one that we hit on. Beans, tomatoes, and spinach. I know. All these things that we've been talking about, they're all coming to the forefront, and people are starting to use all this stuff. And, you know, you can do from fruit pies all the way up to, you know, your meat pies. And I think that all these vegetables and
you're talking about different pizza?
Yeah, well, they can use these items on
pizza.
You
want to hear a good one?
What's that?
Nutella.
Oh, yes, Nutella. Nutella is so awesome.
Nutella on a pizza dough?
I've had it on crepes. But your dough.
I'm talking about a dessert pot.
Oh wow, that sounds good.
This is a dessert pot, Nutella with
blueberries.
We could do blueberries, or we could do with nuts.
Ooh.
What kind of nut would you like?
I don't know, but it sounds delicious.
How about like a pecan?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah, we could do.
Or
that.
An almond. Almond, that's the ticket.
That sounds delicious.
And then you put a little blueberry on it. And maybe a little whipped cream after it comes out.
Well, you know, what's really funny is we're talking about blueberries and we're talking about salmon. You know, those two things are really becoming very big in the industry to make your skin younger, make you feel younger, give you that brain power and that youthful skin with also a good feeling of energy and whatnot. And that's a big forget about it, wouldn't you say?
Yes.
I would definitely love to just, you know, add more things to that, but every time I do, I come back to those items. So anyways,
okay.
I
want to give a couple plugs out.
Okay, do it quick because we're running out of time.
Run your plug.
Okay, so who am I plugging? Well, we want to invite anybody that wants to be on our show. We also, if you have something.
You'd like to be a commercial?
That you'd
come
like,
on out.
Yeah.
If you'd like to be a sponsor,
and if
we'd
you,
enjoy
and
it.
And if you'd like to get your message out there, we're here.
And you know, you could always call in and talk to us.
And we will next week probably have some information about our food critic choice here. We're starting to do that, and that's so much fun, and I think
yes, we're going to be doing the food critic.
You'll get
choice.
To see what places are
what
good
places
and
that we went to.
It's so hard around him because
you know what's good and what's bad.
Yeah, we don't eat out very often because he's such a.
I don't eat out.
Yeah,
I cook at home.
Yeah, we do good.
I know what I'm going to eat. We know what we're going to eat. So everyone, have a great week.
Have a great week. Have a great night. And
forget about
and
it.
Thanks
we're
for coming on and listening to us. And
hey, Lathan, the wellness coach.
Yeah, fashion
and
wellness
the health coach.
And celebrity pizza guy, Nick Rubin.
Forget about it.
All right. And don't forget.
Thank you to all our friends, family, and listeners from Celebrity Pizza Guy, Nicholas Rubin, and
Fashion Wellness Coach, Penny Latham.
And remember, Forget about it!